This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us from the UK ahead of her visit to C3's Every Woman Conference, Ellie Limebear, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hello, thank you so much. So great to be here.
We're very excited to have you coming out. And a lot of people will be familiar, of course, with your dad, Martin Smith, from Delirious. You do have a very musical family. So how has music actually shaped your life since the early days?
Yeah, oh my goodness. I feel like just being brought up in music and surrounded by lots of amazing musicians, I guess, all my life. And I think it's just, it's taught me so much. There's so many songs that I've sung throughout my life, and I've always gone to church every Sunday. So, and I've always loved church, actually. So I think music has always been constantly shaping me, to be honest. You know, especially church songs, just teaching me all the stories of Jesus and so many stories in the Bible. So it's got a massive part, but I'm a big fan of different bands and lots of Brits who like artists. So I'm a big fan.
And it's good that you're able to learn from the music that you listen to, because a lot of people don't pay attention to the lyrics in what's being sung or connect to it in anything more than a musical way, which isn't necessarily bad, but there's a whole lot that artists are actually trying to communicate from a lyrical perspective in there too, isn't there?
Totally.
Yeah, so you got to listen out, that you'll be one of their favourites. And growing up in your family, as you've said, in church, you could have very easily just got caught up in it all and never really decided what you wanted to do with Jesus for yourself. What made you decide to become a Christian personally?
No, that's a great question. I think I've just seen so much. I think as a young kid, I was in an environment where I was exposed to so much and saw what like the Holy Spirit was doing in the room, saw and heard stories. And I think I just couldn't not believe, you know, I saw things with my own eyes as a young girl that I couldn't shake off. And I couldn't say that wasn't true because I'd seen it or I heard it. So I think from a young age, I remember when I was 7 years old, giving my life to Jesus, like in my room, and it seems so young, doesn't it? But I remember giving my life to Jesus and just weeping in my room. But I think I was just, from that moment, I was like, yeah, no, I believe and I want to live my life for Jesus. But I think it was until I was 13 when I got filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time. And then that again was like, oh, wow. So much more.
Yeah, you got to give credit to the young minds, because kids have an ability to perceive so much from observing, from watching, and you can really feel and understand things for yourself, don't you think?
100%. Yeah, no, kids are clever. They see everything. They listen to everything. Like, we can't, I don't know. I also love it when people say there's no junior Holy Spirit in that. You know, like, he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't change, like, when with kids, you know what I mean? So I fully believe that kids are not, yeah, they're switched on.
Yeah, it's a really good way to put it. Something for a lot of parents to remember too. And being the kid of somebody who is so heavily involved in music, so heavily involved in church, have you ever felt the need to sort of separate yourself from that and find your own identity just as an individual, even as a musician?
I don't know. I feel like what I'm creating and what I'm making is so me, and I feel so like attached to it, and I don't feel the need to like do anything else, if you know what I mean. I feel totally free to be able to create music that I want to create, and there's so many amazing people in my life who have like shaped who I am and constantly speaking into my life and giving feedback. And I think that's really helped, to be honest, just constantly recheck in and making sure that I'm being authentic and totally me and whatever I'm doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, the people around you are important. So how did you know that you wanted to pursue music as your career?
Yes. So I wasn't actually planning on doing this. I really wasn't. I've always been quite creative. I've always loved singing, and I've always loved leading worship and being in the presence of God. I've always loved taking photos, actually, too. So I was a photographer for a couple of years. Loved that. I just love meeting people, so it was a great job. Just meeting people all the time.
And then just photographing them, it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. But it wasn't up until a year and a half ago where I was on a tour with my dad, actually, and I was singing backing vocals. And then there was other artists on this tour. And I just stood at the back of the arena and just was so overwhelmed by the rest of the evening and felt the Lord just speak to me so directly, saying like, hey, Els, I'm going to lead you into something like this, and you're not going to write music like these people, you're not going to sing like these people, but just like trust me and just like hold on. And so I was like, what? Totally was not expecting to do really music and write my own songs. I've just loved church and I love people and I love God and what God can do. So it's been quite a journey, to be honest, this year and past year and a half, just unraveling stuff. Songs are coming out and I'm just trusting him, and I still can't really call myself a songwriter, an artist, but that's what I'm doing now, so I gotta claim it at some point. I just feel super grateful that God's taking like both me and my husband on this journey. We work together and are able to travel all over the world together and have met some amazing people. And just to see what God's doing all over the world, like I just count that as such a blessing that not many people get to travel all over the world, but somehow he's opened these doors that we can go just like to Australia in a week's time. Like, I can't wait. Just amazing. What an amazing opportunity that, you know, a little Brit over here, I'm sitting in my pajamas right now and I get to be in Australia next week.
It is pretty remarkable, because in some ways you are at the very beginning. Like you say, it's been about a year and a half that you're sort of officially doing this, but you've been in music for a long time. So you're fresh to it, but you're also an old hand at it in the best of ways. What do you think I'm not calling you an old lady, even though you're in your pajamas. What's the greatest lesson that you've really learned from your dad and from those that you have been able to observe about leading people in worship?
Yeah, no. Oh my goodness. So many lessons. I think I've just been watching him, not stalking. That sounds weird. Creeping up. But I really have I've been to hundreds and hundreds of shows and Delirious shows and worship stuff with dad. So I have probably, without me even knowing, been taking in so much stuff. But I think one of the things that I always have loved about dad and have learned from him is that he makes it so normal, if you know what I mean. Like, he talks to people like he's friends with them, like on stage. Nothing's, I don't know, he doesn't spiritualize too much too, which I'm a big fan of. Like, he puts it everything into everyday language. He explains things and where we're gonna go, and I just really value that. And also, if things go wrong, he laughs about it. wrong key, better start again.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, we're not all too good, are we? We all mess up and we're all going to say things that we probably will regret. But I think I've learned that from him, that it's chill. Like, we're all in this together. We're all human and we're just trying our best to lead each other in worship. So I think that's something that I've taken on, is that it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. That's an important thing to really take on. And it keeps you probably very grounded in the experience as a worship leader as opposed to a performer, because you are just another person trying to bring people into an experience. And the way that I've heard you talk about your music before is that you really love the idea of playing the role of a big sister to people, and through your music, giving them a sense of embrace, a sense of community. Why is that something that you really enjoy doing?
Yes. So I am a big sister anyway. So I'm the eldest of six other ones, which is amazing. So I think all my life I've been the oldest sister and I loved it. The responsibility and just like, they're my people. But I think I know there's so many young people out there who don't have that support, and they don't have an older sister, or they don't maybe have a dad who's present, a mum who's present, or people in their lives who are going to speak into their lives. And I think I just see so much value. I've seen so much value in my own life when people have spoken into my life, and those older sister sort of people, you know, those people have been like that for me. And so I think I would just love to be that for other people, and for my music just to teach and include and inspire and to involve people and not to shut them out. But for me as a person, I never want to be too good to do that, you know. Yeah. I always want to be available. I always want to speak and encourage. So that's kind of where that comes from.
It does take discipline, because you've got to be able to have the time to hear people and to listen well, and then to think carefully about something to say back to them. And it's really cool that you can do that through music. And with your self-titled EP out now, it is the first kind of official project you've really done. What is it that you wanted to say with this, like the first thing you put out into the world? It's quite significant.
I know, tell me about it. No, so this collection of songs, the six songs, they're actually all quite different, to be honest. There's mm-hmm. some like super vibey, big epic sort of sounding songs, and then there's also like very dancey, very light, let your hair down, let's go for it, and then very worshipful ones too. So I think, to be honest, because it's my first thing, I think these six songs are all just a bit of everything of my personality. Like it's kind of just like sections of me, if you know what I mean. Just like, I love to dance, so I wanted to write a dance song. And then I love production, so epic sounds. But all the lyrics, everything that has come together, I think it's all just about being in wonder and seeing the thread of God's love and faithfulness throughout my life from a little girl to now. So the song Holding Me Still is about that, and how I can look back over my life and see, like, oh wow, like your hand has been on my life the whole time. But also just the song Maker of the Moon, it's just the expanse of God, how he's the guy spinning the planets, yet he cares about us. And so it's so many different themes, but it's all the kind of things that I've been learning, revelation over this past 2 years.
The track Holding Me Still, it really is a beautiful song. And you mentioned the idea that it is something you can look back on and you can just see that God has been there through all of the different seasons. What does it mean to you that he is consistent through everything that changes?
Yeah, oh my goodness. I think it's, in this day and age, it's people so come and go, don't they? That I've got friends who have been friends for seasons and friends who have been for life. But in people's lives, you know, people can come and go, and it's hard, and it's traumatic sometimes. So I think the thing what I love about God is that he does stay the same. He's like yesterday, today and forever. He will not change. And he's been with us. You know, he knitted us together and our mother's womb, and that still blows my mind, and he's been with us this whole time. And so Holding Me Still was all about that. Just, it just blows my mind, to be honest, that he's still with us and he's still speaking to us, he's still holding us, he's not gonna let us go, he's not gonna run off, he's gonna be present, he's gonna be listening to our every word. So I think it just means so much to me that, oh wow, no matter what humans are like, and if they leave or they go, I know that I've got a God who's going to stand with me and stand by my side.
It's so hugely comforting, and it's a great message to give to people, and particularly the young people that you're wanting to reach as well, who don't have like that stable element. It is going to be so significant. And the music that you've made, it doesn't only have those really messages that really connect with the heart, but it just sounds so fun and it's so good to listen to.
Thank you so much.
That's all right, because I like it because it's got like a really British sound in there too, in the middle of being something anyone can listen to. I also listen to it and go, oh, I love that it's got some sort of English flair in there. But who did you write it for?
That is a great question. I am writing this music for my generation and the next generation to come. Like, I'm so passionate about young people. I'm so passionate, both me and my husband, actually, we're so passionate to see this next generation come alive, fully alive, and for them to be not half in, not half out, but fully in, and just so on board with Jesus. And I'm so desperate to see that. I'm so desperate to see this generation know who they are. I want them to run with all that God's given them. So this music, I mean, it's for everyone. Anyone can listen to it these days. I'm not saying don't listen to it if you're not a young person, but like, music can touch anyone. But I think when I'm writing these songs, I picture individuals, I picture different people who are struggling with different things or in my life or stories that I've heard. And I go from there, to be honest. And I just want to, with my music, wake people up. I want to cheer them on and encourage and say you're not alone. So that's who I'm mindful.
Well, you've done it very, very well. And I'm so glad that you've shared this first project with us. And I can't wait to hear more from you, Ellie. We're really looking forward to having you in Sydney. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.